Good morning from beautiful Omaha, Arkansas. Brenda and I are conducting the call this morning. I'm Tony Crupo, and this is my wife, Brenda Brim Crupo. You guys have a blessed day.
Hello, and praise the Lord. Mom is preparing for school, this wonderful school that she has today. And so here we are. Amen. Calling, rallying you to troops today. Hallelujah. I have a book that it's Barclay. You know, he's a Greek scholar, and he just takes a few scriptures or a few Greek words in the New Testament, and he expounds on them. And one of them was Pericles. And the Greek is just like Hebrews as far as one word in the Bible, in the New Testament, cannot express the thought, cannot express everything that that word means. And one of the words of Pericles means rally the troops. Glory to God. So I'm rallying the troops, and I'm going to read what he says. He says, and he goes on about this word, but he says, above all, Pericles is used of exhorting troops, and this is how it was used in Greece, in ancient Greece, in Paul's time, who are about to go into battle. And he says of a particular Greek person who I can't pronounce her name, he says that he would say the long galleys cheered, and that word cheered was Pericles, each other, line by line, describing the plans for battle. So they hail them, cheering them to fight, and that word cheering is Pericles. And again, he says, we find the word Pericles in the word of the rallying call. It is the word used of the speeches of leaders and soldiers who were urged each other on. It is the word used of words which sent fearful and timorous and hesitant soldiers and sailors courageously into battle. A Pericles is therefore an encourager who puts courage into the faint-hearted, one who nerves the feeble arm for fight, one who makes a very ordinary man cope valiantly, gallantly, with in a perilous and dangerous situation. And then he kind of sums it up. He says the word Pericles is especially the word again of courage before battle. Life is always calling us into battle, and the one who makes us able to stand up to the opposing forces, to cope with it, and to conquer life is the Pericles, the Holy Spirit, who is none other than the presence and the power of the risen Christ. So today, when I was praying in the Holy Spirit, it just seemed to me that I was to rally you up in the Spirit. To rally you up, the Holy Spirit within you, the Pericles, the rallying. For God has given us a couple of assignments, glory to God, and from Max. And then we want to get in the Holy Spirit and pray through this. And this rallying call that he had me read over, it came to my spirit to rally us up. That we are in very, very, in the world times, perilous times. But, of course, we know we are the body of Christ. We are Christ in this world. We are Him. We are one in Him. And we are moving in those places. See, the Pericles, the Holy Spirit, makes us one in Christ. Christ is the vine and we are the branches. And they are both dependent upon one. The vine has to have the branch to produce fruit, and the branch has no life in it without the vine. So as we are operating in this world in this symbiotic relationship in Jesus as one, we each have to have each other. We're dependent upon each other. Hallelujah. So it is so important that we pray and in the Holy Spirit and that we become very sensitive to his callings and his promptings now. I'm going to pray in the Spirit, and we're just going to might read a little bit more about him to kind of get us prepared for the prayer today. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. Let's see here. Glory to God. Well, amen. Well, I turned to this one. Jude, verse 20. Verse 20. And these are end-time instructions that the whole book of Jude is an end-time book. And he's talking about all the different things that are happening as the devil is mad. But this is the instructions that he gives the church, verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That whole part is so good. But he gives them those end-time instructions. Beloved, build yourselves up. When you see all these things in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, that keeps you in the love of God. Hallelujah. We are seeing a lot of things. Hallelujah. But we are building ourselves up in our most holy faith. We are seeing a lot of darkness. We are seeing a lot of anti-Semitism. There was a shooting yesterday. Oh, my goodness. And what the Holy Spirit is telling us, but you, beloved, wake up. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Building yourselves up in the love and the faith. It's a rallying call of the troops today. It's a rallying call of what God has called you to. You are in time, army. Hallelujah. I'm rallying you up, encouraging you in your prayer life. Today, and this came from Max, and you guys know Mom talks about Max a lot, how God supernaturally got them together. It's quite a story how Max was very much adamant against her because he wasn't a Christian, he's a Muslim. His wife dragged him to church to hear Billy Brim. He left mad. This is like in early 2000. And make a long story short, God, he became saved through a lot of supernatural events, but his wife took him to this other little church. He walked, went to the front. You don't know how he got to the front, but he ended up in the front, gave his life to the Lord. Immediately, the Lord started giving him visions about Israel. His pastor says, I don't know about this, Max, but Billy Brim does. And Mother became his mentor and helped him when he got these visions, showed him how to judge them through the Word, and how to test the spirits. And Max became like a God using him very much so for Israel and the love of Israel. And so anyway, he called Mother and or texted her this Sunday morning, and he said, urgent, pray for Israel. The Iranians are on the move, says the Lord. We must pray to the Father to protect Israel from all the attacks against them. For the next 2 months, we must pray, which would be like July 5th. We must stand together and pray for Israel And the children of Israel, the Palestinians must be defeated, Hamas must be defeated, the Iranian must be defeated. And he said, Sister Billy, the Lord wants me to share the above with you. He spoke to me this morning. And he told me that you and your ministry must pray over and over and over and over. So we're rallying the troops. And stand together. Meaning you, me, all of us have to and must lift up Israel in Jesus' name. He said, Sister Billy, today is the first day of Ramadan for Muslims, May 5th. In the month of Ramadan, Muslims will do anything to satisfy their God. Very demonic thinking. And then he talks about how he will be sharing at his own church. And then he said that the IDF had sent the 7th Armed Brigade to Gaza border. No ceasefire considered. It seems obvious to me Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, Hamas are seeking a carefully timed confrontation. That night, or I think it was Monday, he sent another text to Mother how America had sent support over there, and it quieted it down. So praise God, the prayers are being answered. But it is interesting, though, that this is an ongoing prayer that, it, you know, even though America went over there, that we still keep our ears up and keep this for 2 months. That's what the Lord told Max. So we are going to do that. And thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramaya Shivrisi. Ibran Shivrisi Konsi Brank Anchti Kondairiki. Oh, Subakia Tayaroto. Ashila Vrasaya Kai. Father. Oh Lord, Rakaya Dia, see Alaya Radianuku. Eki Alaya Nanaya, Dandaria Gundaria Laye, Yalada, Theodora Bakaya. Oh, Rishila, or of Rosh, the broom. Alabragi, Ais, the Bikini, Bokura Baha. Agi Anai, the Akaini, the Kandan Dunda, the Andan Dundan Dangum, Dandan Dundan, the Gita, Dundan Dunda, the Gita, the Yaka. Thank Oh, we give you glory. Shabrake alabra zikala likaya dairo da yikioto. Ikaya dairo kaya daisi di angondari alai di agandari otondari ali tito di alondari agandari alondari agayari di otondari agandari ala kaya rari ako. Adaya da kiteri ondandan dondandan jim dondandan ni gandaya kaya daya 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 gandari ala vrish de brande agiyoto. Hallelujah. Ele Brande. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory. And as you increase your praying in the Holy Spirit, and of course the Word and the Spirit go together. Hallelujah. So you take your sword with you, but you go in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will use you over your state. And you will have a greater sensitivity in moving in these places. Hallelujah. In the Spirit that he has called you to. So today the Spirit is rallying the truth over your nation, over your place, your habitational authority. He is rallying you now to take your place in Christ, in him, in me. Hallelujah. The enemy would love to thwart the plans of the Lord to keep this nation off course, to keep it off course. But God is rallying you up to keep our nation on course and to keep those places that he's called you to in prayer and the Holy Spirit, a greater sensitivity to who lives inside of you. Oh, Ravrashia la chide onda ille rusta brad miriaki. Ille rusta brishilo rusta bangay. Ille danste bangandili ongondosta baidili of rusta da gaidili a ki da da kayara da yaya. Oh, join with me, you Spirit, over your habitational authority, your state. You spirit of anti-Semitism that would try to rule over our nation. We speak to you now in the authority and the power of the risen Christ. Ishundro sora brine gora machende. Ikora makaide di onda gaide di akora shanda la kiaraye. O si de branska badaya. We hold the path straight over America's call. And she has been a place of liberty to the nations that came to her. A freedom in the name of Jesus, that is her call of liberty. Donsta Bangaya. Kurosh de Brandeya. He kind of roast the Bogunda di Alea Bakaya di Akira Boyo. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. It's Sibrench de Brunch to Bagandi di Agile Brish de Bagaya. Thank you, Lord. Shora Vasta Bea Kadamo. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ora Vratia. The Holy Spirit is rallying you today. Glory to God. And as we're praying, you know, Paul told Timothy, he said, there were some words, some prophetic words that were spoken over you, Timothy. And he said, you are to take that and use it as a warfare. Use it as your spiritual warfare. And what does that do? It's the truth. The truth always trumps lies. And demonic strongholds that he has set up in the heavenly. And that word truth in the Hebrew, we learned it this week. It has Aleph Tov, the word truth. Has the first letter of truth is Aleph. The last letter of the word truth is Tov, which is the alphabet. A to Z, and then the middle, it has Mem, which is the middle word. So when Jesus said he is the truth, he said that he is the whole word. And so when we speak under the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth what God said about America. It's the truth that she was founded to be a Christian nation. It's the truth that she was founded to be a nation of freedom and of light, a city on a hill. It's the truth that she was born even before she was a nation from the spirit of an awakening. These are the truth that trump the lies. And we speak those things out by the Spirit as we have those things that the Holy Spirit, like we may have a Patriot Bible, we have those things that stir those things up inside of us. Like Paul told Timothy to stir them up. Because the truth must go forth in our prayers. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Amen. Oh, Rabbi Sheesh, in heaven, when we work from heavenly Jerusalem, we're working from heavenly Jerusalem, and in that place, it's Hebrews 12, it's the truth that stands up against the accusations of the enemy. And the enemy is making much accusation against America right now, but we keep on the truth. We keep in those places as the Holy Spirit uses our mouth. And we dispense the blessing from heaven to earth over your state, over your calling. Because the enemy is making a great play, but we won't go there. We were against what? Even our young people. Big time. But we stay in the spirit. We stay on our watch. We stay on the walls. Praying in the Holy Spirit much. You kind of rusty of building ourselves in our most holy, precious faith in God's love. And if you keep reading that passage, it says even going to the depths of hell in the spirit, snatching people out. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Father. What time is it? It's close to closing time. But, Father, we ask that you seal this prayer. We seal this, Father, into each one of these that are called, Father, that have committed themselves to be on the watch wall. We hold the blood over each one, over their families, over their loved ones. As they beckon the spirit calling of the rallying of the troops today. Hallelujah! And we give you much glory and we give you much praise. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Till next time. Shalom, shalom.